Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Modifying the boundaries of the Nikiski Advisory Planning Commission has been a long process with more than 9 months of deliberation. Most recently, the ordinance was postponed during the April 18, 2023 meeting of the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly. Assemblymember Lane Chesley explains.
This legislation has been before us and we have been postponing it for additional work on the zoning map of the proposed expanded area. And we've also delayed it for Assemblymember participation. And I believe that there's going to be some amendments from the floor on this evening.
The Nikiski Advisory Planning Commission's original boundaries encompass Nikiski in addition to the land on the east side of the inlet and even more land on the west side. The Tyonog Native Corporation was included in these boundaries on the west side, but has recently objected to the inclusion within the boundaries. Assembly members argued that although the east and west side are geologically separated, it is still the same community, although residents on the west side had a differing opinion. They rejected the classification of being part of the Nikiski community. Assemblymember Brent Johnson recognized the strength of emotion behind their opinions.
I'm looking at how the strong feelings of the folks that live on the other side of the inlet in the Tyonic area. They have very strong feelings. They don't want to have a APC that's on the east side telling people on the west side what to do. And I realize that, you know, that in this amendment that we've drawn some lines around Tyonic, so we're not exactly getting their property. But there's no question in my mind that that's how they're going to feel.
The assembly concluded and reduced the Nikiski planning group to the east side of the inlet after several proposed amendments. The resolution was passed on a 6-2 vote. The new APC boundaries included about 300,000 acres. Alaska State Troopers were notified that a citizen located human remains in the area of Funny River on May 20th at 8:26 p.m. Troopers responded to the area and located partial human remains, firearms, and personal effects. Troopers presumably identified the remains as 62-year-old Soldana resident Ronald Byring. Byring was a wanted fugitive in Soldana area after he shot at a residence and set a house on fire in October of 2022. He fled the area after troopers were called, and despite a multi-day manhunt, troopers were unable to locate him. His remains were sent to the state medical examiner's office for positive identification and autopsy. The investigation remains open and active. Next of kin has been notified. Governor Mike Dunleavy signed SB 48 into law during the Alaska Sustainable Energy Conference on Tuesday, May 23rd. SB 41, which Governor Dunleavy introduced earlier this year, gives the state authority to develop carbon management projects on state lands and sell carbon offset credits and to lease state lands for carbon management purposes. The law will generate new revenue for the state, enable more active forest management, and ensure continued public access and the use to state lands. Governor Mike Dunleavy.
You know, Alaska was built upon a promise that we would be north of the future. We'd be visionary. We'd be looking out for the next 10, 15, 20, 25, 100 years for our kids and our grandkids. And that's what this bill does. I want to thank the legislators that are behind me. This was a 58 out of 60 legislators voted yes. And I think it speaks volumes for their optimism as well. This bill is going to allow us now to have conversations worldwide with individuals involved in the carbon market. Just like oil, just like gas, just like our timber, this is a commodity that can be monetized now. And Alaska is going to play a big role. With over 43 million acres of trees within state possession, state lands, as well as countless bogs, peat, lakes, you name it, that also could be monetized. This is a tremendous opportunity to not only provide revenue, but also use some of that revenue to help our state reduce its energy costs.
With the governor's signature, the law takes effect immediately. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.